has helped facilitate
and
and organize
he's just,
a lot of
this year's theme of VBS was outdoor theme and national park theme, and this guy really knows what it means to be a park ranger. He's lived in the outdoors his whole life. I think he lives in a treehouse, possibly. But I'll introduce him to you. I'll introduce him to you in a second. Before that, I have one quick commercial, and that is we're starting a new series next week that our staff has prepared. It's a great series. It's just called Average Joe. And what we're doing is we're looking at what does the average Joe coming into church think and ask as a question? What is the gospel? Why do we gather every single week? Why do we worship? Why do we forgive? These are common questions that we might have. And so we're going to look through that stuff. So come next week, bring a friend. It's going to be it's going to be great. First, Ranger Rob. Are you there, Ranger Rob?
Indeed I am, everybody. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Hello, Ranger Rob. It's a pleasure to see... Oh, you're making children cry, Ranger Rob. Oh, it's okay. It can be a little bit scary. It's okay. It's okay. So, Ranger Rob...
I'm so sorry.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us a little bit about VBS.
Tell you a little bit about myself. Ooh, my favorite subject, myself. Just kidding. Okay, anyway, a little bit about myself. Let's see. I love the forest. Mm. How's that? I love the forest. I love the wilderness. I actually just did a trail recently called the Appalachian National Science Trail. Have you ever heard of it, Dave?
I've never heard of
it. I heard you like hiking.
I do like it.
Yeah,
you
like going up mountains.
I do. In fact, I slept on a mountain this Friday night.
I heard about that. It gets a little cold up there.
It did. It got chilly. Yeah.
But anyway, this Appalachian Trail, it goes through 25 national parks.
Really?
25. I was a little tired.
Hey, at least I could say I learned something then.
Yeah, what helps is I don't have any legs.
Oh.
This guy does all the work.
Ah! Well, that's great, Ranger Rob. Well, Ranger Rob, today we want to tell the kids a couple of stories. And one of the things I want to do, I want to tell them a story about
stories.
A guy named Josiah.
Oh, Josiah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love stories. Stories are good. Is it from the Bible? It's from the Bible. Josiah's from the Bible. I love the Bible.
You talk very fast, Ranger Rob.
Maybe, do I really?
Did you have coffee this morning? Is that what happened?
Plus a Red Bull.
Oh, wow. Coffee and a Red Bull. That's...
There's only so... I have to have something. I mean, I just hiked 25 wilderness trails.
Wow. Ranger Rob, that's... You're very upbeat. And so, welcome to church this morning. We're glad that you're here.
Nice to see y'all.
Ranger Rob is going to help us with the message today. So, I want to tell you guys a story about Josiah.
Josiah.
Yes, Josiah was 8 years old. Can you count to 8, Ranger Rob?
I do. I even have 4 fingers on each side.
So that's how you count to 8. Okay.
Good thing he's not 10. I'd be sunk.
Josiah was 8 years old.
8?
As a king. 8.
Dave, are you sure?
Yes. Hey, 8. Ranger Rob, I'm going to try and get through this message. Why don't you count backwards from 100?
Okay.
Can you count backwards?
Sure. Okay. I'll try to breathe. 199.
In your head, Ranger 90. Rob. In
oh,
your head.
In the head.
Yes. And try not to fall asleep. Okay. He's counting quietly in his head, backwards from 100. So Josiah was 8 years old. How many of you, anybody here 8 years old? Is anybody here 8 years old? You're 8 years old. Okay. Josiah was a king. Ranger Rob. Ranger Rob. Excuse me.
Huh?
Trying to do a sermon here.
Oh, Dave, sorry.
There's no sleeping during sermons at NCF.
Okay, so
it's wait. The moral of that story.
Where was I? 75, 74, 73. Oh, in the head, right, sorry.
Yes, in your head. Thank you. So Josiah was 8 years old as a king. Can everybody say 8? All right, good job. He was 8 years old as
now
a king.
Now I lost count.
I'm sure that messed up. Just start all over again. And you'll get there. He was 8 years old. And one of the things that Josiah found out when he became king is that everybody before him didn't necessarily follow God. And so he had this really big job to get people to follow God again. And so as an 8-year-old king, one of the things he decided to do is he decided to build, to fix up the temple. And as he's fixing up the temple, he found a book. And in that book was called The Law of the Lord. And so he found what we would find as the first few books of the Bible. He found those. And he found out that nobody had been reading them for years. And he began to read them. And one of the things that happened was that his heart began to change. He began to seek after God and find out who God was. And his heart began to change. And he started this when he was 8, but it kept going as he was older and older and older. And he kept seeking God, and he kept growing older and older and older, seeking God. And his heart began to change more and more and more. And finally, this is what it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 27. You guys don't need to remember that. You all do. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before God when you heard what he spoke against this place and his people. And because you humbled yourself before me and tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord. Now I will gather you. And so one of the things Josiah did is he read God's word and he began to weep. He began to cry because he found out that there's been a lot of people that he loved that were not following God. When he began to read God's word, he found that a lot of the people in the nation that he was the king of worshipped other gods. And so one of the things that he did is he brought all the elders, that means old people, and he brought all the elders, or very mature people, into the town, into the temple. And before all the elders, he renewed a covenant with God. A covenant is like a promise, but it's a relationship between people or a relationship between God. He renewed his promise with God that he would follow God. And then he asked his elders to do the same thing. And then he asked the entire town, the entire country to do the same exact thing. Covenants are promises. How many of you guys right here know what a promise is? You guys raise your hand. You guys know what a promise is?
Me.
Oh, great, Ranger Rob. Ranger Rob, have you ever made any big promises?
I got one. One time I promised to feed Big Ben the bear over there.
And what did you feed him?
I fed him like 4 days after the promise.
Oh.
He was a little upset.
Was he a little upset? Yeah. Big Ben is sleeping right now.
Yeah. Actually. Good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, good thing. Or else we'd all be in trouble. But sometimes we make promises, and sometimes we don't keep promises. Has anybody ever made a promise they didn't keep? I have. I know. We all make promises we don't keep. But Josiah said, hey, this is a promise that we have to keep. It's a relationship with God, and we've got to make this covenant. So the Bible says that they, then the king called together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord, and with the men of Judah, the people of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, all the people from the least to the greatest, he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which probably took a long time. And then the king stood in the pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord. So the king renewed his promise to God. Sometimes we don't keep promises. Sometimes we say we're going to do things and we don't always follow through. And what the king did is he said, I realize that we haven't all followed through, so what we're going to do is we're going to renew this promise here right now, today. You guys, today and this week, you guys learned a lot at VBS. You learned how to follow God. You learned what Jesus did for you. One of the big things that you guys learned, and this is a Bible verse that you learned, is 1 John 3:16, and it says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. So that's the gospel, that Jesus loved us enough to lay down his life for us. And sometimes there's a promise that needs to be made there. And so one of the things that we did today is in our bulletins, we made a really simple family promise. Did you guys all get bulletins? So Josiah was only 8 years old. Would you pass that out to that side? And would you pass this out to your side? And you all should have had them. Josiah was only 8 years old, and he renewed a big promise. He renewed a big promise for the whole nation of Israel. And what we did is we made a little family covenant. And in here is the Shema, which is Deuteronomy chapter 6. And a verse out of Colossians 3, 12 through 17. It's adapted from Colossians. It has all the same ideas, but made into a complete sentence. I will make a covenant today to seek God with my family and to forgive one another and love each other as God loved us. It's very simple. And so kids, what I'm going to ask you to do today is to go home and talk about this with your families. And you guys too. What, he was going to sleep? Ranger
no,
Rob.
No, no, no. Me? No, 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 never me. Okay. Never me. No.
Ranger Rob, and I'd like you to take this home and to, here, I'm going to put that right there. You got to muzzle him every now and then. And I'd like you to talk with your trainer about that. How about that? Your handler, your keeper. And so kids, what you could do, Josiah was only 8 years old when he began this whole movement. You guys can do that. It doesn't matter how old you are. It matters what's in here. It matters how much you love God. When Samuel the prophet was looking for the next king of Israel, he looked at all these big, strong studs. And he finally landed on this little, scrawny guy named David. And he said, God does not look at the outside, but God looks at the inside. If you guys want to make a promise today or renew a promise with your entire family, it's right there in our bulletins for you. So you guys can go home and do that together and sign that as a family and date that as a family. I hear some bulletin ripping. That's great, because if you're new with us, we'd love for you to rip that off and put your information on that and pass that in the offering. But that's a covenant that we can make today, that we're going to relook at our relationship with God because of what God has done for us, because he laid down our lives, because there's some junk and some stuff in our life that doesn't honor him. I want to close in prayer today, and Ranger Rob was telling me beforehand that he would actually like to close us in prayer. Ranger Rob, are you okay with that?
I don't know. I'm just a ranger, you know.
Well, I know, but we believe anybody can pray. We think that no matter how old or how young you are, or even if you're a puppet, we think that you can pray to God. We think that you can pray to God. Anybody else can pray. You don't need to be a pastor to pray. Would you close us in a word of prayer?
Okay, and I'll try to talk a little slower.
Yes, please try and talk a little bit slower so we could all pray with you.
Okay, here we go. Ready, everybody? Let us all pray. Jesus and loving God, we thank you so much for your love and your grace. And Lord, help us to take these challenges to talk with our families and to be together and talk with our loved ones about you, home with us, and bless us as we act upon you and your love. Thank you so much for all these students, God. And thank you for Dave and Dez and all the other leaders that led us through this awesome VBS week and this great time in the wilderness. Lord, just bless us, hold us, and keep us as a community put together by you. In your loving name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And you've all been led in prayer by a puppet. So
indeed.